soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Greetings from your innermost self. So let us be still now as we let the spirit come forth and reveal itself within us. Many of us feel that we need to have a deep understanding of truth. We feel that we need to have much knowledge. But this is not the truth. Because God doesn't need your knowledge or your understanding in order to function. In fact, God functions in a moment ye think not. God functions more clearly when there's less understanding. God functions through you when you are unknowing and ununderstanding. The Spirit of God flows through all those who are willing to remain an open channel. The Spirit of God works through you, in you, and as you when you rest back in a cloud of unknowing, when you have the attitude of a trusting child, then the Father can work its wonders. We have read over and over and heard that where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And it is the truth. But to demonstrate this truth, it becomes necessary to have the simple awareness of a beholder. I do not need a deep understanding. I do not need a tremendous amount of knowledge. I only need the simple attitude of being still and beholding that Spirit of the Lord. And in the stillness, that Spirit flows through and does its work in a way we know not of. And so, we are learning to be receptive. We are learning to stand a little to the side. Sometimes it's necessary to stop our studies. That is, stop trying to gain more knowledge. Let us do that. Let us stop trying to gain more knowledge, and let us, if we're going to gain something, let us acquire this ability to trust, to step aside, to be a beholder to witness the Spirit working its works. To not have to know anything. To not have to understand anything. This is the way, the spiritual way of living and resting back in that cloud of unknowing. The greater works are done in this unknowing, this state of unknowing. Yes, it's true that we begin our meditations with contemplation, that is, with our, let's say, our rehearsing the truth or scriptures that we know. But that's only the preparation. That's only the step before this period of unknowing. And when we have exhausted our knowing of the truth in our contemplation and come to a place of stillness, the mind is relaxed. We are not knowing anything. We are simply resting. And then it is that the Spirit comes forth and we become aware of Spirit flowing through us, around us, and in us. And of course, for each person it's different. One person may have a beautiful fragrance, the smell of flowers everywhere when there is none present. Another may have a feeling of the presence, a tingling sensation, or just a deep sense of peace. Someone else may have a quick, short breath or a sense of release. And someone else may have an actual message, an impression, or perhaps even hearing the still small voice. It doesn't matter how you become aware of the Spirit. Just what matters is that you are still until you do become aware. This is important because your awareness of the Spirit and the movement of Spirit, your conscious awareness of your oneness with Spirit, is what does the work. God is available. The Spirit of God is omnipresent. But it does us absolutely no good to have a deep understanding of this. What makes the difference, what makes the miracle, is the awareness of that Spirit in meditation. And so, although for many of us it has taken many years, perhaps we have read hundreds of books and listened to dozens of talks and attended lectures and classes, all this was necessary in order to get a firm foundation where we do know truth and we can contemplate that truth. But that was a step that was necessary to lead us back within ourselves, because none of those outer exercises bring the miracle of Spirit. What they do is they lead us back within ourselves, where we can finally become still and catch an awareness of spirit. Your awareness of spirit is what does the work. And what work are we talking about? I have come that they might have life, and life more abundantly. And so spirit transforms the outer picture and brings harmony into your affairs. And spirit brings liberty, freedom from any negative influences. And spirit dissolves the appearance of evil. And spirit brings abundant living. And so the awareness of spirit will transform your outer life to one of heaven on earth. Spirit won't do this just by itself. That is to say, your understanding that this is how spirit works will not transform your life. It takes the actual awareness of spirit in meditation to bring about this transformation. And so we are working by knowing the truth to reach a place of unknowing. And in that split second of unknowing, the Spirit of God descends upon you, and you are aware of it, and it goes before you in a way ye know not of, and transforms the pictures that you are seeing with the senses. More of that Spirit and that liberty is revealed as your life. But if you must know something, know this, that it's going to take the actual awareness. And so if you have not had the awareness of Spirit, of God, then you will know why the transformation hasn't happened. And you will know what to do to correct the situation. Always, 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 we are developing and practicing our ability to be receptive to the Spirit of God, to have the awareness of the Spirit of God. And with the practice of meditation, that experience comes again and again. And we develop that conscious awareness. You see, we don't develop a deep understanding. We don't develop a great knowledge. We develop a conscious awareness, so that we can take that conscious awareness with us. The conscious awareness of God, of Spirit, of the presence of the living I, becomes a working part of you, a working part of your consciousness. And you take it with you wherever you go. Should you be 10,000 feet up in a jet airliner, you will have the conscious awareness of the Spirit of God in a moment of unknowing. Should you be on a ship at sea, you will have the conscious awareness of that presence. Should you be washing dishes in your kitchen sink, you will have the conscious awareness of that presence. Should you be watching the 6 o'clock news in front of the television? You will have a conscious awareness of that presence. And so we are leading towards a life in which we walk in a cloud of unknowing continuously, and continuously live life as a witness beholding that Spirit of God. This is the path that we are walking. Should you be confronted with an appearance of error, something wrong in a personal relationship, a problem with health, a problem with finances, or even the greater problems of state, of government, community, international. When you are confronted with a problem, remind yourself that there is no knowledge that you have that will meet this problem. That there is no truth that you can know with your mind that will meet this problem. In fact, no problem can be met on the level of the problem. So remind yourself that although confronted with this appearance of a problem, you're not going to work on it. You're not going to think about it. You're not going to mull it over and look at your different solutions. No, our work is to reach that place of stillness so that we can have that moment of awareness as quickly as possible. And the best way to do that is to remind ourselves, okay, here's this problem confronting me, but I'm not going to work on the problem because I've been told that there is no answer in that direction, and so I'm leaving that problem alone. Now I'm going to close my eyes, get quiet, get comfortable, take a deep breath, and I'm going to begin with contemplation. I'm going to rest here within, because I know what meets the problem, what dissolves the problem, is this second of awareness. And so I'm going to start with God. God is omnipresent. Right here in the midst of me is the presence of the living God. I do not have to reach out. I'm not trying to get this presence of God to do something for me. I only want to have a momentary awareness of that presence, because I know when God speaks, the earth melts. And so, God is here. God is now. There is no place where God does not exist. There is only one law in the entire universe, and that is the law of God. And to experience this law, it is necessary to become a witness, a beholder. There's no earning involved. The gift of God was given at the foundation of the world, and so I do not have to earn it. But I do need to enter this cloud of unknowing. And so let me stop thinking thoughts about God, and let me rest here in the certainty in the quietness and confidence that God knows how to be God. And so now I'm going to be still. I'm going to let God be God. Spirit, fulfill thyself. Thy will be done. Thy presence. Open my eyes that I may be aware of thy presence. I am still. I am listening. Speak, Spirit. Thy servant heareth. And in the stillness, I witness the invisible Spirit of God. I sense that presence. I lean back in that cloud of Spirit, and I let it function. Now I may have an awareness of that presence, of that Spirit, and I may not feel anything. That is not the point. The point is that I am still, and I have created an opening, a moment of receptivity in which that invisible Spirit can function. My oneness with that Spirit of God constitutes my oneness with every good and perfect gift. And so I conclude my meditation with a thank you. And that's it. That's as simple as it is. If I do not see an evidence, if I do not see an effect from the Spirit of God through my meditation, then in a few hours I may sit down and do the same thing again. As always, the words are not important. Even the thoughts are not important. What is important is that inner stirring which happens when I am still. And the awareness of that inner stirring is what transforms my world and yours. The greater the receptivity, the greater the opening, the more of a beholder and a witness that you become, the greater works that flow through you. To live a spiritual way of life is not something that you can do. And so let us stop all this silliness about being spiritual. You will never be spiritual. Only the Spirit is spiritual. But the Spirit lives and moves through you as you maintain this attitude of unknowing, of letting the Spirit flow through. Let us stop using spiritual principles and let's reverse that and allow Spirit to use us. Then that Spirit working through us is the spiritual life that other people witness. They think it's us and our deep understanding, but we know now that we don't have a deep understanding. We don't have a deep knowing. We have a simple little witnessing, a simple awareness of that spirit working through us. And that spiritual center, that spirit within you, that is the Christ of God. And that Christ, that presence of God, that Holy Spirit, whatever name you want to give it is unimportant. But that presence will transform your world, and anyone that comes to you will be blessed if you stand a little to the side and in your unknowing become aware of that presence. That is what they're coming to you for. They're not coming to you for a great understanding or all the knowledge that you have acquired. They are coming to you so that they too may touch the hem of his robe, so that they may touch the outer edge of the consciousness within you, the awareness within you. They're coming to you to touch that consciousness. Let that mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This is that mind. In a moment of unknowing, the omniscient mind of God functions through you. And do you see, it can go before you and prepare a place for you that you did not even know you needed. You will find that opportunities and love, blessings, coming to you from all over the universe. But you will know that you yourself have released those blessings, and that they really come from the awareness of that spirit. And the greater the opening, the more you spend time being receptive to that presence, the more blessings will flow to you. But it doesn't just move in one direction, because blessings will flow through you as well. And it's not necessary to attempt to explain this to anyone. You can be that silent candle in the darkness wherever you go. You take this inner light wherever you find yourself. You are a light to the world, not by much speaking or much knowing, but by the stillness that you have learned to live. Let this be your practice, a continuous state of unknowing, knowing nothing with the mind, but practicing this simple awareness of the Christ child within you. You will be the Christmas experience. You will bless many people far and wide. You will bless your home, your community, even this planet. Christ always blesses and always flows to whomsoever will. And all this is done without speaking a word. All this is done without thinking deep thoughts. The most powerful meditation there ever was happened in a moment of unknowing. Many of these talks have come from that same moment of unknowing, not really having any idea what to say. They unfold from within. And not having any idea how to meet a problem that is brought to me or to you, yet in a moment of unknowing, I am come. In this second of unknowing, this is where you receive the presence of God called Christ. And this is your Immaculate Conception. The Christ is born in a moment of unknowing. And our practice of being a witness and a beholder, Christ develops actually it is our awareness of Christ that deepens, becomes constant, continuous, because Christ is 100% fully formed within you, but your receptivity to it, your becoming aware of it, that is what deepens. And so, within yourself, in a moment of unknowing, you receive the greatest blessing ever given, the gift of God itself, as Christ within you, as the Spirit flowing through you. This is the gift that God has given you. And when John says that God gives us the power to become sons of God, to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, the child of God, the offspring of God. This is what he is referring to. In this inner stillness, in this moment of unknowing, your awareness of the Spirit of God makes you the child of God, the offspring of God. And God is your parent. And God is your presence. And so, as the child of God, all that God has is yours in a moment of unknowing. All that God is, you are in this moment of awareness. Let's make this inner shift now from trying to understand to becoming aware. Let us make this shift from a human being trying to become spiritual to the offspring of God through which God is functioning. Let's make the change from understanding, knowing, to being aware of that which is functioning you. This is living the impersonal life, in which a person is no longer the dominating influence through you, but your receptivity, everywhere that you are, your being a beholder, this impersonal, infinite Christ presence is living through you. This is in fact what Paul meant when he said, I live, but not I. Christ liveth in me. You are having this actual experience as you practice your cloud of unknowing. This is exactly the same experience that Paul had. And as blessings and healings and dissolving problems happened through Paul, that's the same thing that Christ will do through you. And so this is living the impersonal life, exchanging that personal sense of existence for the impersonal Spirit of God. We have read over and over again, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And let us get this burden off of our backs once and for all. We do not have to build the house. We have to let go of any attempts to know what we're supposed to do, or to know how to build a house, whether it's the house of our careers, the house of our relationships, the house of our finances, or even the house of our bodies. No. We have to unknow all that. And in a simple resting, the Spirit of God will build your house. Only now it will be a temple not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. You see, that house not made with hands means not made by a person. Everything we see and read and hear is pointing us to finding that way to live where we are at a moment of unknowing and free to witness the Spirit of God and its impersonal life building a temple for us, not made with hands, and eternal in the heavens. That which Spirit does through you is forever. What Spirit works through you is not changing and cannot be taken apart next year or the year after. And so that temple, that house, must be built by Spirit. And all that is ever necessary is to come to that place of unknowing in which you behold the Spirit. Again, I emphasize, it's not the Spirit of God that sets you free. It is your awareness of the Spirit of God. Once you have an inner awareness of Spirit, your oneness with that awareness constitutes your oneness with infinite good. And so, during this Christmas time and during all times, bring yourself as quickly as possible in your meditations to the point where you are unknowing. Bring yourself to the point, to that moment of stillness in which God can announce itself. And if you have not had this experience, continue to practice meditation. Continue to practice contemplation until you reach that moment of stillness. It will happen. And once it has happened, you will never again be satisfied with trying to meet your problems on a human level. Once you have seen the Spirit of God, that invisible presence, flow through you, through your consciousness, and in some way that you do not understand, dissolve the problem and transform your life. Once you have had that experience, you will never, ever be satisfied with going back to the old state of consciousness. And you will return again and again, again and again, to the wellspring of Spirit within you. Until your entire being is transformed and you walk in a state of unknowing, and yet you walk in a state of awareness of the living Christ, the living Spirit of God, living as you. This is our inheritance. This is our gift from our loving Father, who loves us so much that He gave us Himself. Your inheritance is the Father's life, living as you, one with the Father, infinite, immortal, eternal in the heavens. Your life is Spirit, Christ, the presence of God. Walk in a cloud of unknowing, and this awareness shall be you. many blessings, but most of all, may the greatest gift ever given come to you now, in a moment you think not.